After the killing of Osama bin Laden, parents may have found themselves in an awkward position. How do they talk about it with their kids, especially younger kids? Bonnie Petrie is an anchor at our CBS sister station, KRLD Radio in Dallas. She also blogs about parenting issues on theanchormom.com. And Bonnie, you have a five-year-old. How young is too young for parents to talk to their kids about this?
Well, I know this is a particularly sensitive topic in New York City for obvious reasons, and I think a good benchmark for parents with regard to how young is too young is, are they in school? Are they likely to hear about this from other sources? Now, kids under five who are maybe in preschool, they should be probably protected from this as much as they can be. They shouldn't be watching the news anyway. They shouldn't be really be watching much TV. So you can really protect somebody who's under five from this information and just sort of pretend nothing's happening around the kids. But when they get to be five and they get to be in school, that's when they're going to start getting some information and usually bad information from their classmates that wouldn't pass the Snopes test. So that's when you really have to proactively get in there and start talking to your kids.
Yeah, you mentioned school, and then you have TV and radio and social media. A parent has to be proactive to make sure they're getting the right information.
Absolutely, and that's the first thing you would do. Say with a kid between 5 and 12, where they're still pretty developmentally young, you really don't want to give them too much information because that might create some undue anxiety in them. But what you need to do is find out what they know, and likely you're going to hear some information. So you can start by saying, have you ever heard of a person named Osama bin Laden? And find out what they know, and then basically just keep it simple and age-appropriate, correct their misinformation, and move on from there.
You know, there's a chance that kids may have seen on television the pictures of Americans dancing in the streets after Osama bin Laden was killed. Most parents preach nonviolence. How do you explain to kids the decision to seek out and kill Osama, and then the celebrations they're seeing afterwards?
That's such a tough one, and if you can at all, you should try to protect younger kids from that type of stuff, because they're not developmentally ready to have these kinds of conversations about morals and values in any sort of broad way. But as you get into ages 12 and over, you really do want to have these conversations. And it's an opportunity, because part of parenting is transmitting your values to your kids, to talk about what your values are and what you believe or want them to know about what you think is appropriate to do, particularly in public. But also, it's a good opportunity to talk about how human beings feel a variety of emotions and they respond to different things in different ways than you might or your child might. And you can teach them to think critically about what they're seeing and hearing, that some people, are going to respond to the information of Osama bin Laden's death for obvious reasons. Some will be happy. Some will be relieved. Some will be sad. Some will be more scared. But people react to things in different ways. And it's a really great opportunity to help sharpen the critical thinking skills that are being developed after a kid is 12 and up.
Some mid-teens, say 15, 16-year-old kids may actually remember the traumatic images of 9/11. Can they process this saga from beginning to end, and can a parent help with that?
I think so. I think, obviously, parent is key in processing anything as a child is growing up, but I think that for a kid who's, about 14, 15, and really this has been a part of their life for their whole life, and so you can really talk about more than just the death of Osama bin Laden that they're hearing about now, but you can talk about things like terrorism, and you can talk about things like 9/11, and another opportunity to talk about your value system and how you feel. And you can even, allow yourself, because particularly in New York, a lot of people, I'm a New Yorker, are going to still feel sad about this. And it's okay to be sad around your kids, as long as you're at a point in your sadness where it's not uncontrolled. You're not sobbing or something like that, because that might frighten your child or heighten their anxiety. But to see your sadness or see that you're a little bit frightened will actually comfort them in many cases, because it allows them to see that their emotions aren't unusual, that adults are people too, and that must mean that they're a people too, because they're feeling these emotions and their parents are too.
She blogs about parenting issues on theanchormom.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at @anchor_mom. Bonnie Petrie with our sister station KRLD Radio in Dallas. Bonnie, thank you.
Thank you.